Good morning and welcome to the first financial instruments for delivery of the ERDF and the Cohesion Fund. As you know, this is the first seminar of a series of three seminars that we are organizing across Europe. And we are very enthusiastic about this first event that we are organizing. My name is Amparo Montan. I work for Phi Compass, and I will be moderating the whole of the session today. And before getting into the content, into the technicalities of financial instruments applied to the ERDF and the Cohesion Fund, I think we need some inspiration, some inspirational words. First of all, we will have an opening statement by Mr. Rudolf Niesler, who, as you know, is a director. Is director at DG Regio, and under his directorate, financial instruments are dealt with in DG Regio. So, as you know well, his words will be key to inspire us into the rest of the contents of today. And after that, we will have Björn Gabriel from the European Investment Bank. Mr. Niesler, please, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much for your kind introduction. So, good morning again, and a warm welcome to this inaugural event of Phi Compass. It's the first in a series of seminars, and it will deal with financial instruments for the delivery of the ERDF and the Cohesion Fund. And we are very happy to see so many of you today. As I was requested to do so, should inspire a little bit your discussion that will then come forward in the course of today. And I will try to do this by speaking about the rationale of using financial instruments. To start with, it's simply to say that Europe, in particular these days, is facing a number of very important challenges. We have insufficient growth, we have high unemployment, in particular in the southern European countries. We have demographic changes, we have insufficient infrastructure investments, and we have also rather significant regional divergences in the competitiveness of the economy. And the European Union, together with member states, is trying to address these issues. We have somehow a coherent strategy for doing this, which is called the Europe 2020 strategy, and which explains, I think, in a rather a simple way, the main strategic actions which we consider to develop. And this goes for smart, sustainable, and inclusive growth. And cohesion policy is a part of the Union's response promote the development of these three main objectives. And its particularity is that it supports regions and cities in Europe with a view to strengthen their own ability to take care of their development objectives. The enhanced support through financial instruments is one of the novelties that cohesion policy for the period 2014 to 2020 is suggesting. Support to financial instruments through loans, guarantees, or equity has been recognized as an efficient and effective way to deliver support on the ground already in the previous period, however, at a more moderate scale. The role of financial instruments in mobilizing additional private investments into public goods is an important element of the plan of Jean-Claude Juncker. The use of financial instruments from the European Structural and Investment Funds in that context should be doubled. The aim is here to increase the allocations from 12 billion euros, as it was in the last programming period, to a level of around 30 billion for the period which is running until 2020. And this amount is expected to lever an additional amount of about 40 to 70 billion estimated euros in the real economy. So what can the European structural investment funds contribute in terms of financial instruments, and who will benefit? Small and medium-sized enterprises. These enterprises are crucial in most of the European countries for the running of the economy, and they suffer considerable problems of having not enough access to finance for either expanding their development or for expanding into new markets and new products. Loan funds and guarantee instruments with public support already today play a very important role in this sector of the economy, and our aim is to go further on that front. But there are also new enterprises that need support. Startups, in particular, often would need seed and venture capital to potentially become the blue chips that we might have or that we might wish to have in the future. In Europe, public risk capital invested alongside of private capital is essential for the growth of innovative enterprises. And we want to make also on that front an important leap forward. But public investment can also be supported through financial instruments. And here we are touching an area that we were not addressing too much in the past. But think of the renovation of public buildings, which represent a huge investment potential that can be financed by energy savings. Long-term financing on preferential terms could help to open this sector also for private investors. You might know that the Commission is currently preparing its package for the energy union, so we are here in the core of one of the priorities of the current Commission of Jean-Claude Juncker. It has to be stressed that financial instruments are demand-driven. So this is not something that comes from the top, that can be delivered through command from Brussels or from a managing authority. It's not like this. Therefore, it's crucial that the business environment is also improved. For a successful cohesion policy, ex-ante conditionalities need to be in place. We consider that the relevant national strategies, which are underlying our plans that we have in operational programs, also provide for the business and the private investors the relevant guidance and certainty of what they can expect to be financed. So, what has then to be done to enhance the opportunity with a view to get the best out of financial instruments? The legal framework of the reformed cohesion policy this time, that means what we have now ahead of us until 2020, offers much more clarity than we had in the past. We have now the terms and the conditions very well and precisely defined. The preparation of a clear set of rules at the beginning of the programming period provides a very good legal stability and consistency for all the parties which will be involved in rolling out these actions. Financial instruments in the past have been somehow more limited to support enterprises, urban development, and energy efficiency. Now, financial instruments can be used in all sectors where they seem to be a viable investment option. Member states and regions should explore the use of loans and guarantee instruments also in other sectors. And just to give an example, the broadband sector or the environmental infrastructure might be also relevant investment targets if you think a little bit more in depth about opportunities there. For public authorities with more limited experience in financial instruments or who want to accelerate the implementation, the Commission offers two possibilities. The first one is the SME initiative, which allows that structural funds money can be contributed to EU-level instruments. And this instrument allows, through the professional management by our partner in this business, which is the EIF, to reach very high leverage and a very fast deployment of support to SMEs. Spain and Malta have already signed up for this initiative, and the Commission hopes that more countries will join very soon. And I dare to say that already at this stage, we know that there is progress made in Spain that goes beyond what we have expected when we have launched this initiative in January this year in Madrid. On another matter, state aid. This is an issue which we have to deal with, and it was always in the past identified as one of the critical points or a hurdle when you develop financial instruments. Now, we have a second option to implement financial instruments, and this we call the off-the-shelf instruments, where the Commission has put together some standard terms and conditions in order to give member states and regions some templates at hand which they can use from day one onwards. So those who have not made their experience, not their learning, and who want to have something ready to use could go for that option, and we are promoting them very strongly in our discussions with member states and regions. And finally, what I would like to say is why we are here today. For all the stakeholders which are involved, this may be public authorities, financial institutions, or those who benefit from financial instruments, a platform for exchange of knowledge and expertise was created. FICOMPASS was launched officially at the conference on January 19th and 20th, and today's conference is the first in a series of three regional seminars which are dedicated to helping managing authorities and other stakeholders to better understand how financial instruments can help them in their efforts to deliver the objectives of cohesion policy. I would like to thank you again for being with us today. We look forward here to have a very interesting work in the sessions which are planned, and I can only encourage you to be active and to get the best out of this workshop today. And I wish you all the best.